everybody. Hey, Cal Banyan back here for another Hypnosis Etc. podcast with Celeste Hackett. How you doing, Celeste?
Hey, everybody. I'm doing just great here in Dallas, Texas. Yay!
Hey, did you know we're in our 80s?
What do you mean?
We're in our 80s.
80s? You mean podcast number-wise?
Yeah, this is like podcast 87 or something like that.
I cannot believe that. Wow.
I know. We have to figure out how, you know, we're coming. We're going to be 100 pretty soon.
Yes, we are.
We're going to be talking about the days when we were just using webcams and walkie-talkies.
Yeah, we'll be having to get facelifts for this thing.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right.
You're there in California. You ought to get them cheap.
Hey, well, let me continue here, all right?
Okay.
We're starting to sound senile already.
I know.
All right, this is the Hypnosis Video Podcast Show at CalBanyan.com. If you're watching this video anywhere else, go to CalBanyan.com because right here below the videos, that's where all the links are and different texts that support, you know, what we talk about and that kind of thing. So what's going on with you, Celeste?
Well, you know, getting even closer to my hypnosis class that I'll be giving here in Dallas, the NGH-approved Banyan Hypnosis Certification Super Course.
Why is it a super course,
and
Celeste?
Seventh path. Yeah, super course. That's right. It starts November the 10th, and we're going to go all the way through to November the 21st, and we are also going to be eating, sleeping, and dreaming, and all that stuff, hypnosis. We're going to just be doing hypnosis, basic to advanced techniques. You're going to learn, come ready to learn, and go to my website to download your enrollment form to get started. And if you sign up before October the 1st, you get a discount. So that's pretty cool. So familyfirsthypnosis.com.
Hey, if they don't know how to download stuff, can they just call you?
Oh, you can absolutely call or email me at CelesteHackett@Yahoo.
Okay, because, you know, some people, if you ask them to do something like that, they go, oh, I don't know how to download, and you'll lose a student.
Yeah, you're right. I probably should have thought about that. Don't worry. I will walk you through clicking.
Okay, good. Hey, and also I've got why is it a super course? You called it a super course.
Because it's NGH approved, plus you get five path training, which is the really good stuff. And here in the South, there's nobody training. I'm the only hypnotist who has a state approved school that's active in Dallas, Texas for hypnosis. And to my knowledge, I'm the only one pretty much in the Southern United States bringing these advanced techniques to people in terms of five path. So it's just going to be a great course. It's a great way to learn. You're going to learn stuff that's real hypnosis, that really works, so you can really help people when everything else fails. Like Cal was saying in the last podcast, what did you say? I help people succeed when everything else has failed. You are going to be able to do that and help people with their lives and their problems. It's a wonderful thing. You're going to love it.
Hey, do you actually hypnotize people in class?
Oh, we're going to get a lot of practice doing that. Absolutely.
That's right. I remember when I went through my first certification course, we only spent about 1 hour hypnotizing each other. And because I was working with someone else, and because, you know, a third of the time we're just blabbering, we only had 20 minutes worth of practice. And what a waste of time. In our courses, every day after the first day, you practice morning and evening. And that's how you get good. Real confidence comes from what? Success. So when you've hypnotized someone, then you know you can do it. And by the way, I've got the Banyan Hypnosis Super Course, NGH approved, with 5-Path and 7-Path coming up October 6th through the 17th, with the weekend off in the middle, the 11th and 12th. Come to sunny Orange County, California, if you can't make it out to see Celeste. And we also have the Week of Power. If you're already a hypnotherapist, boost your skills, get 5-Path, 7-Path, and that is November 16th to the 22nd. Okay, let's do some questions and answers. What do you think about that, Celeste?
I think that's fine, but first I want to say one more thing, and that is the 10 keys to successful SEO. You know, I'm still getting emails from people on that. Taylor Toussaint was wonderful, and I said in that podcast, gosh, I'm going to get a whole new website because I want somebody who will help me get SEO. And because of that particular series, I was able to talk intelligently to a whole new web designer and make my website number one on Google. If you check right now, Dallas, Hypnosis, or Hypnosis, Dallas, if you Google it, Family First Hypnosis is number one. So I just want to say thank you, Taylor Toussaint and Cal Banyan, for allowing him to share this information that is priceless with everyone, and that it really, really works. That's just an excellent series. If you haven't checked that out yet, you got to do it. And also, I'm really pleased because I can finally update my own website, which has always been a big problem for me before. So I just wanted to remind people about that, Cal.
It was a good podcast, and I got the day off, so I was very happy.
Yeah. Okay. So listen, we're going to move on to questions because we got to get right into things really quick. We want to talk right now about conducting remote hypnosis sessions. This guy wrote in and he says, I've been wondering about something. Has a hypnotherapy session ever been conducted remotely? And what he means by that is, you know, I guess on the phone, but let's finish reading the question. He says, I've done research and have found claims that sessions can be done over the phone. Has it ever been attempted via video conferencing or something like that? I'm curious about such endeavors because I often have certain mobility issues, and I can imagine that such a thing may be possible, though it would take a greater degree of patience. Has it been done yet? And he wants to know that. Callie wants that information. And what's your opinion or your view on remote hypnosis sessions?
Are they remotely possible? Is that what you're asking me?
I think so, yes.
Okay, of course. All you got to do is have a mouth on one end and ears on the other. Now, in the type of hypnosis I do, you know, I touch people on the head and I pick up their hand and all this kind of stuff, and that enhances the process. But sure, I think you could do that. I've never done it. I know people are doing it like with telephone, like speakerphone. Like right now, I'm listening to Celeste on the phone. She's got a camera pointing to her in Texas. I got a camera here pointing at me in California. We're just talking over the phone. So certainly we could do a hypnosis session. But now we've got like video conferencing kind of stuff going on with the internet. Now for over a year, we've had our entire classroom connected to the internet, and we've had quite a number of people go through our hypnosis certification courses and also through our Week of Power, live, hands-on, interacting with the class here in California while they're in Texas, New York, Singapore, Africa, whatever. It's so cool because the technology today. So yes, you could do that. I wouldn't want to do sessions over the phone myself. I wouldn't want to do them, with webcams and stuff. But gosh, if you got mobility issues, more power to you. Go ahead and do it. I'd feel fine with that. How about you, Celeste?
There's bound to be a certain amount of challenges that have to be overcome. Such as if people are going to be doing sessions at home, they are going to have to be responsible, and you can't do anything about it, with them getting the dog out of the room or the cat or telling people not to disturb them and that sort of thing. So that's just one that I can think of. I'm not really interested in doing that kind of stuff, but if I lived up in the mountains somewhere or I live somewhere remote myself, I'd probably be very interested in it, and I certainly would give it a try. The person that gets that down and makes it really viable is going to have a real product to sell to other hypnotists, especially those in small cities and towns. It's the person who really gets that technology really good for hypnosis sessions.
Yeah, as you're talking about that, I'm thinking about, you know, you've got someone like on a spacecraft somewhere and they're having some kind of unexpected phobic reaction. So they call up the hypnotist and they fly him out to Houston and they say, Houston, we've got a problem, right? And then the hypnotist gets the astronaut on the phone and they hypnotize him and all ends well. What do you think about that, Celeste?
I think you should write a fiction novel. That would be really good. I love that scenario.
Yeah. Well, speaking of novels and stuff like that, did you see, Monk on TV the other, a couple weeks ago?
No, I missed it.
Oh my gosh. Monk, who is, this is some award-winning comedy show on TV. And do you know who Monk is?
Yeah, I know a little bit about him. He's got OCD, I think, doesn't he?
Right. He's got every phobia. He's OCD and he's like the super detective. Well, he's got this one person who used to see his psychiatrist, and they were kind of like they were always comparing their success, and so they had kind of a competition going. And since then, now they're both seeing different psychiatrists. And Monk runs into this fellow that he's always had this competition with about who's healthier or who's worse off. And the guy's just doing great. And the guy tells Monk, "I have a hypnotist." And then what happened was, I'm only bringing this up because even though it was not done well, you know, almost all publicity is good publicity. In the TV show, what was happening was the hypnotist ended up regressing Monk, Adrian Monk, back to when before he had his problem. And rather than resolving it like we do, we take people back before they have the problem, do informed child technique, take away the phobia. In the television program, what they did is they would just take him back to that time. Let's say he was 9 years old, and then he emerged him being 9 years old.
Oh my God!
And so he was causing all kinds of problems, like you know, Monk, who would hates dirt or anything that's not really really clean and orderly. He's out picking up frogs and jumping in puddles, and so it was quite an episode. Now they're kind of making fun of hypnosis, but I think that a lot of people realize that that's just TV. I mean, and it's a comedy, so they're going to make fun of stuff. I mean, they make fun of the police department. Because they have a captain there and all this stuff. So the thing is, gosh, whenever there's something like that on TV, we often get more phone calls and more site visitors because it just raises hypnosis in the consciousness of people.
I tell you what, every time I see something on TV, a dilemma, I'm constantly thinking, God, if they would just use hypnosis, like some of the celebrity problems or some of the star problems, like Britney Spears, for instance, and her whole issue. And the other thing, that there's a British doctor TV show that's kind of funny. I can't think of the name of it right now. Some of our British listeners are watching right now, and they probably can name it right now. It's this doctor who's in this small town, and he is terrified of blood. He was a surgeon, and then he got so scared of blood, you know, a phobic reaction, I guess you'd say, not that I'm a psychologist, but, you know, fear of blood, that he went into this small town to do this small practice work. And it gets pretty funny because, of course, he still has to encounter blood and stuff like that quite a bit. But then every time I'm watching this, I'm like, why doesn't he know about hypnosis? And I always wonder if there's ever going to be an episode where a hypnotist gets to show up.
You know, this is turning into be an interesting podcast episode because we're kind of getting off, but you know, well, anytime hypnosis shows up in the media, good or bad, it's really entering more and more into the consciousness of hypnosis. And hypnotists, what they see, like what you're talking about, problems, we automatically think, gosh, they should use hypnosis for that. But here's another example. I was driving somewhere and there was some commercial on TV, someone advertising something, some solution for it was alcoholism, and they're saying, our program works better than AA or hypnotism. And I went, wow, you know, just the very fact that they're mentioning that hypnosis is useful for dealing with alcoholism and other kinds of addictions and bad habits and stuff like that. I said, cool, run that commercial as much as you want, because there's so many people that never even thought of that.
Yeah, that was a real shot in the arm for hypnosis, that's for sure. I guess we should move on to the next question.
No, I'm not done with this yet.
Oh, good.
I just think this is really kind of interesting. I want to mention one last thing, then we can move on to the next question. And that is, for example, you were talking about a British television show. There's actually a British actor who plays a doctor in the television program House. And also, there was an episode last season where House was hypnotized to recall some stuff from the scene of an accident and stuff like that. So it's, you know, the point I'm trying to make is the media is getting a hold of hypnosis like never before, and what's happening is that it's going into the consciousness and subconsciousness of our culture, and so people more and more are going to start thinking about hypnosis as a practical alternative to whatever they've done in the past that hasn't worked, because as hypnotists, we help people when nothing else has helped. How's that sound, Celeste?
I wonder where we'll be 10 years from now, and we're still young enough, Cal, that we're going to be able to see it. So that's real exciting.
I don't know about you, but I'm young enough.
I am. Hey.
Yeah, okay, my goal is to live to be 150. How about you?
Man, no thanks. I got other plans.
Oh, man, what, if you could be out there helping people and happy and healthy, why would you want to die?
Well, I just think that there's somewhere else I need to be. At least I'm hoping, you know? Okay, let's move on. This has been fun, though, hasn't it?
Yes, ma'am. I'll move on.
This next question is about, hold on, what happened to my computer? Sorry about this. Hold on. All right. Okay. Gosh, I really am lost here. Okay.
Here we are at the live hypnosis show. Good thing we aren't live, but we're not going to edit that anyway. We're going to leave it in, so it's okay.
When I mess up, I'm usually a little smoother. No, not really. Not. Okay. Can you give us some keys on preventing burnout? Loved your show on CalSite last week. Oh, that was a fan mail for me. Sorry. Now, this was back when we were doing the 10 keys to getting a hypnosis practice started on a budget. So I've been saving this one for a while because I think it's kind of a cool question. The person, it was Lydia Norris, she wrote in, the hypnotist, and she said she'd like to see a show on 10 keys to keep from being burnt out as a hypnotist. And, you know, I think, you know, we could probably come up with a couple anyway for her. What do you think, Cal?
Okay, this is easy.
Yeah.
You know what? This is what you do. First of all, go to hypnosiscenter.com, go to the free article section, and go to the Banyan Star Model article in there, because what do we talk about? It's so easy not to get burnt out, because just doing our profession, there's sessions, right? There's marketing, there's writing, there's speaking, there's teaching. There's so many things you can do within our profession that there's just no reason to be burnt out. If you get tired of doing one thing, just start doing more of the other. And you know what? Half of what I do probably is marketing. And I've learned to love marketing. I read books about it. And I leave all the boring stuff to the general manager, my wife. She takes care of taxes and paying the rent and stuff like that. And I get to do all the cool stuff like podcasts, video, audio. For example, I also do audio podcasts on the secretlanguageoffeelings.com on the secret language of feelings. So, you know, I just can't believe anyone could ever get burnt out in this business. How about you?
Well, you know, I've had moments where I've been overstressed. I mean, I own my own business, and I also, I'm everything is from cleaning the house to doing the laundry. You know, I work right from home, which does really tend to make it easier. But it's, you know, I still got a lot on my plate. And now my niece, who is disabled, has come to live with me. So I have I'm wearing a lot of hats. And one of the ways that I keep myself sane is I make my own schedule. So I don't work nights and I don't work weekends. And if I really need to, I can schedule a 3-day weekend by taking an extra client. In a crisis, when I felt like I just had too much on my plate, I've even called my clients on a whole day or a half a day and said, do you mind if we move you? And, you know, I pick a couple that I know that's not going to be any danger for them to be able to move. So this is the great thing about being a hypnotist. You can manage your time, which helps. That's one thing. Another thing I would like to recommend highly, highly, is that you do your own type of meditation or seventh path self-hypnosis practice. Because that's going to keep you calm and balanced, and you're going to enjoy just doing this work. But then again, as Cal says, you want to also have variety in the work that you're doing, because that will really keep it interesting.
You're so right on. And as you were saying that stuff, you were just giving me all kinds of other ideas. I wrote down a couple of things. You know, teaching is one of the best ways to learn and grow in the profession. So teach a class. Teach classes you haven't taught before. Like if you haven't taught self-hypnosis, teach self-hypnosis. Also, one of the coolest things I do here at our center is I do supervision once a week on a Wednesday afternoon for an hour and a half to 2 hours. I sit down with our therapists here, and all of our sessions are videotaped, and we have permission of all of our from all of our clients that those videotapes can be viewed for supervision purposes. And we pull sessions, videos of sessions, and I supervise them. I say, well, this part you did really good. You can tighten this up a little bit here and be better. Oh, your dynamic range could be better. Or they'll have specific questions about, you know, I felt kind of stuck here. What could I do? So get some supervision. If you have experience, do some supervision. All this, it just adds a richness. Richness and depth to your practice. Also, take a class instead of giving a class, and just keep growing. I don't think anyone gets burnt out. I think being burnt out is a symptom of not growing. That's what I think. So grow.
That's great. That's really great. And if you're talking about stress, if you're talking about boredom, you know, for sure, if you're just getting bored with what you're doing, you definitely want to do all these things that Cal's talking about, and you're not going to ever be bored or burned out in that manner. But if you're talking about being stressed because of too much to do and dealing with the advanced techniques and hearing people's stories with their emotional stuff, then you need to take some time for you.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right. Before we move on to the next question, I got asked about a couple of things. One was that the Secret Language of Feelings book? Yes, I'm holding it up. And the Secret Language of Feelings book, it's a rational approach to emotional mastery. We give this to our clients. If you really want to be good at age regression, you need to really understand the language that affect bridge. Affect bridge means emotional bridge. What do emotions come from? And so this is a great book. And then also, this is the book they say, oh, you authored a book with Jerry Kine? This is it. It's got a shiny cover on it. Hypnosis and Hypnotherapy, Basic to Advanced Techniques for the Professional. It's been number one for hypnosis and hypnotherapy on Amazon for a long time. And it's always in the top 5 or 10. So, but you can get it directly through one of our websites, like the hypnosis.org. And also, last time I mentioned, people want me to hold it up, and that is the Turn Your Hypnosis Practice into a Gold Mine. There's a quick look at it. That's what it looks like. Go to hypnosis.org. It's there for you. All right.
Cal, I want to ask you, I messed up with the time. Do we have time for one more question? Have you been watching, or do you think this is about it?
Let me check my timer here. I think we're getting...
very close.
Very, very close.
Okay, well, let's wrap it up then. What do you say?
All right. Sounds good. It was fun. Yeah. We'll see you next week. Wrap it up, Celeste.
This was a really fun podcast. I like the freeform style of it, talking about TV and stuff like that. Because, you know, that's just a lot of people are watching those TV shows, and I think we're all getting really excited about things going on in the media right now with hypnosis. All right, well, I'm Celeste Hackett. I'm in Dallas, Texas. Please visit my website, familyfirsthypnosis.com. Sign up for my class coming up in November, November the 10th. You can learn the good stuff, the very, very, very best stuff right here in Dallas, Texas with me. I'm Celeste Hackett for Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, Etc. with me, Celeste Hackett. See you next time.
And this is Cal Banyan. Remember to go to calbanyan.com, hypnosiscenter.com, where we have all our classes there, hypnosis.org. We have a hypnosis directory. You can sign up. There's free listings. Get more traffic. Go to ourhypnospace.com, where hypnotists network, share information, make friends, so you don't burn out. So, like, whoever it was that was worried about being burnt out, you don't need to be burnt out. Just make friends and grow. This is Cal Banyan. Signing off. This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and Cal Banyan's Banyan Publishing Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without written permission.